And I thought if I want to practice long term in West Virginia, I should learn in my residency training how to treat West Virginians.
Lisa Costello is a third year internal and pediatric resident at West Virginia University. A weird native, medicine for Costello is a way to give back to her community, but a challenging one at that. The U.S. Department of Agriculture defines a rural area as having a population density of less than 1,000 per square mile. According to the latest federal census data from 2010, West Virginia as a whole averages about 77 people per square mile. On top of the challenges of being rural, or maybe because of those challenges, West Virginia also ranks among the worst in the nation for health outcomes. So when Costello says she wanted training on how to treat West Virginians, she was asked to be trained in how to treat one of the unhealthiest populations in the nation. On top of that, there are challenges like a lack of access to health care, healthful foods, and simple healthy lifestyle tips that may come from surfing the internet.
Many times we don't think about what impacts our health enough. There's so many different things. A walkable community, access to food. There are many food deserts where individuals can't even have access to healthy food options, and technology is most certainly one of them.
So in light of all the challenges, how do we provide a more comprehensive health care system? Congressman David McKinley says his forum, titled The State of Rural Health Care, is intended to begin to answer those questions.
We have to first hear the problem, identify where are your priorities, where would they recommend we spend our resources in Washington to help the rural America in their health care, because our families deserve the same treatment as they do in St. Louis and Cleveland.
During the two-hour discussion, panelists narrowed their concerns down to some basic issues, the first of which was transportation and physically getting patients to the hospitals or primary care physicians. Another concern was recruiting young professionals in all of the healthcare fields into the most rural parts of the state. Costello, the youngest member of the panel at 28, says she's had those conversations with colleagues and fellow classmates who say they just can't afford to stay.
I've had colleagues tell me I would consider primary care, but I can't afford it. When you have $200,000 of debt, you can't afford sometimes to go and practice when you're not going to get compensated in that regard.
Costello suggests expanding loan forgiveness programs at the federal and state levels to attract more of those young physicians. Another issue is education. Panelist Mary Fanning is the director of nursing and administration at WVU Healthcare and says there's a shortage of nurses because many of those who are educated here leave the state. But Peterson Rehabilitation Hospital Executive Officer Barbara Sikarsik says it's not just about educating the caregivers. It's also about educating the public.
We really need to step out of the box and understand that pamphlets and things like that just don't educate some of these folks. And so if we're going to reach them, we've got to reach them at an earlier age. Like Dr. Commercy said, if we're going into the high schools and talking with folks about, recruitment and retention, we also need to talk with the younger folks about healthy behavior.
Costello, the panel's millennial voice, adds teaching how to lead healthy lifestyles not only needs to start young, but through a medium younger generations understand.
It's not a pamphlet anymore. It's social media. It's going to the areas where the people are. President Guy, 55,000 people follow President Guy on Twitter. If he sends one tweet, that has the outreach to potentially reach 55,000 individuals.
That's where technology entered the discussion. Costello says as a med student, she was able to travel to Italy for an elective and access a final for one of her classes remotely. But less than an hour away from where panelists sat in Morgantown, many residents of Preston County don't have access to broadband. At least, that was the example Vice President and CFO of Preston Memorial Hospital, Robert Milvert, used when discussing how important internet access is to healthcare.
But when 70% of my community does not have access to the internet, people don't learn, people don't communicate, people don't become more health literate. At the end of the day, we don't communicate the way we should between our care providers and our patients because we don't have access to the internet. In 1935, we basically said, you're going to have electricity, whether you like it or not, and we did that. I think we should say the same thing today. It's no different than in 35 electricity as it is today with internet services.
Panelists agreed, saying increasing broadband service across the state could begin to solve the access problems through the use of telemedicine. No clear solutions to these problems came from the panel discussion, but McKinley says from their dialogue, he will take action statements back to Washington and find ways he and his fellow members can work to combat rural health care issues. Fighting those issues, he says, while encouraging cooperation. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Morgantown.